Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person
Hi,
you're
Jessica.
Transferring?
I have a Miss Amber. That's A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, B as in Bobby, E-R, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. Best phone number is 470-476-1043.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I'll take it from here. Hi, Amber.
Hi, Ms. Harris.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Hi. So again, my name is Jessica. The call is being recorded. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear. Do you know if it was a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
It was a brain tumor.
Brain, okay. And when were you diagnosed with that? What year?
On August 2017.
You said August 2017?
Yes, August the 8th.
8th?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
eight,
August 8th, 2017 was the diagnosis date.
Okay. 8-8-2017?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, both, or something else?
It was both. I had a CT scan, an MRI, and a biopsy.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And, excuse me, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
Okay. No worries. And then next year, the Depo information. Did you consume or use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And it had Depo listed on there, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a Pfizer brand.
Okay. And then did you use the Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know what year, and this is best to your knowledge, what year you first started taking it?
Yeah, it was when I graduated. So 2014.
2014?
Yes.
Okay. And then what year did you stop taking it?
2017.
Okay. And then next year, the injured party information. So you said you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And then Amber, that's A-M-B-E-R.
Yes.
And then Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S.
Yes.
Okay. And then we do have an email here. It looks like it's NicoleAmber1103@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then is the 470-476-1043 your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
154
Potter.
That's P-T-E-R. And that's Drive, Mobile, Alabama. 36606.
Okay. And that was 154 Potter Drive, Mobile, Alabama, 36606?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then next year, the medical information. Do you know your diagnosing facility or hospital, doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, I was diagnosed by Dr. Anthony Martino.
Anthony Martino.
Yes, Martino.
Okay. In what hospital or clinic?
University Hospital. That's USA
Hospital. In what city?
Mobile, Alabama.
Okay. Did you see him at 2451 University Hospital Drive?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure you're... Did you have treatments done at that same facility? Same doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, no worries. And then next year, the prescribing information. Do you know the prescribing hospital, clinic, or doctor that was giving you the shots?
Yes, it was my primary care doctor. His name is Mark Wiles, and the last name is spelled W-I-L-E-S.
W-I-L-E-S. Yes. Do you know the, or let me see here. Is he at 101 Memorial Hospital Drive?
Yes.
That's him. Okay. Is it Alabama Medical Group? The name of it, do
yes.
you know? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, that's it. On the Memorial Memorial Drive.
Okay. Sorry, just wanted to make sure. And then your pharmacy name?
Walgreens.
Walgreens. And what city?
Yeah, it's in Mobile. It's on Government Street, and the zip code is the same as mine, 36606.
Okay, I see it. Perfect. Bear with me. And then there would be a medical record for you, at least for the doctor, correct?
That's right.
Okay, and if they'll request it, but if they needed you to provide it, would you be able to provide those by mail or electronically?
Yes.
Okay. And then lastly, the emergency contacts. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Not at this time.
No. Okay. No worries. And then for the medical record release forms, bear with me. What is your date of birth?
November 3rd, 1995.
November 3rd,
1995? Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then your social?
My full social?
You could do last four if you're not comfortable with the full.
It's 5581.
5581?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So bear with me. Let me just put you on a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me.